in the old evergreen woods, where the pines hum. The first true snow of winter arrived with a sound of quiet. As the snowflakes settled, the forest folk stirred. Brindle the Hare, with his lantern-bright eyes, Mosscap the tiny mushroom sprite, riding on a beetle saddle, and Thimblewind, the listening spirit, light as frost on a feather. Snow had come, not with noise, but with an invitation. By moonrise, something unusual was happening. A hush gathered beneath the branches. All creatures felt, snow is here to teach us again. Mosscap nodded solemnly. He knew that when snow laid her soft quilt over the woods, truths that had long been tangled in brambles could finally be untangled, heard, and understood. More gathered, twigs, sprites, winter moths, even old stone-back the tortoise. All were waiting to see what lessons will unfold. That night, a trembling little fox cub named Ashling crept from her den. She had been carrying a fear heavy as wet fur. She felt too small for her own life, too uncertain to find her path. When she stepped into the clearing, snow brightened around her. The forest folk watched as Ashling lifted her nose to the sky and whispered, "I'm afraid I'm not enough." Her words drifted into the stillness like a little leaf on water surface. Snow did not answer with a thunder or with wind or a spectacle of a storm. Instead, the listening folk of the evergreen wood gently circled around Ashling, and every tree leaned in closer, bowing to her courage in her tiny little heart. The forest felt warmer for little Ashling, and that hush, that quiet, helped Ashling feel something shift. The fear that once ruled in her world melted away like frost touched by the morning sun. Snow's old magic is simple, but very powerful, very quiet. But in the world, it arrives and spent just long enough for those who need to hear their inner heart, feel their inner courage. They can, and those who dare to speak that voice discover they have already grown to be more than enough. They have grown to be the gift to their world. And so, listen to your heart today. You too are the gift to the world.